The Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Group says on average, it's getting 1,000 calls a month from those frustrated by the federal government's new Medicare drug benefit. Many of the complaints involve older Americans who feel they were tricked or treated badly as they signed up for Medicare Part D. Helen Marks-Dix is an attorney with the Coalition. She suspects the problem is actually larger than the number of calls indicates.
Seniors are somewhat reluctant to come forward because when they've been tricked, they sometimes blame themselves for not being sharp enough, and we want to overcome that barrier.
Attorneys who are advocates for the elderly are helping state justice officials decide which cases may be potentially criminal and which are merely examples of incompetence on the part of drug plan providers. Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager.
We have seen some deceptive practices, Medicare beneficiaries being cold called and pressured by agents enrolling people in plans they don't understand.
One of them was Julene Wiggins. The Madison woman says she didn't fully comprehend the Medicare drug plan she bought for her 86-year-old mother. She sealed the deal after getting a door-to-door sales pitch from a company called United Healthcare out of Wauwatosa. Consumers have 72 hours to cancel a contract, but Wiggins says she had trouble doing that. The company initially refused to return calls.
I waited and waited, and my mother became totally mentally disturbed by this, because every day, well, what did they do? So I finally called them again. Every time I called, I got a different answer.
In addition to complaints filed by senior groups, the Justice Department is also looking into a dozen potentially criminal cases turned over by the State Insurance Commissioner's Office. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.